you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
In Jamaica, track and field athletics are a national obsession. And on the backs of the performances and accomplishments by the world's fastest man, Usain Bolt, and Olympic and world 100-meter champion, Shellyann Fraser-Pryce, many Jamaicans now see track and field athletics as a viable career path. That said, several have tried and failed to make the transition from amateur athlete to professional due to various life and personal circumstances. On today's program, four-time Olympic medalist and Trinidadian track and field star Atto Boldon provides some insight on how Jamaican and Caribbean runners can have successful, lasting track and field careers. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
The difference between where I am today and where I think a lot of maybe athletes who ran against me is not because of anything that I necessarily did. I was fortunate in that I had very good guidance. And that is where I would start in terms of number one on the list.
Four-time track and field Olympic medalist Atto Boldon outlining what he believes is the first step on the road to track and field success. Boldon was one of the world's marquee track and field stars from 1995 to 2002 and is one of only four men to have earned as many Olympic medals. Surrounding yourself with the right people, he says, extends to more than just trainers and coaches. Choosing the right managers and business partners is vital, as they can help athletes find new avenues for professional development. These opportunities become especially important after your track and field career ends. Boldon says if it wasn't for his agent, he could never have made the transition from athlete to his new career as a television broadcaster and track and field analyst.
The problem is when you're that age and when you're that much better than everybody else in the world at what you do, it starts to get to you and you think maybe you know everything about everything else. But the truth is that sometimes the athletes are their own worst enemy. And therefore, you have to have somebody who has such a, first of all, wealth of knowledge and has been there before, and two, has this sort of influence on the athlete where they can almost sometimes force them to do something that at first glance seems almost counter to the athlete's interest.
As far as money is concerned, Boldon says one of the major lessons he learned is the importance of long-term vision.
Because on the circuit, let me tell you what Caribbean athletes are known for. We are known for being the ones who always run for less than we should. That's a fact. We are known as being the ones who will always over-race. In other words, you're getting ready for the Olympics, and instead of staying at home, training, maybe leaving some of that short money on the table, right, on the circuit, so that you get the long money from being Olympic or world champion. No, we're going to try to do both. Impossible.
With proper planning and the guidance of a qualified coach, Caribbean athletes should be able to strike a balance between keeping themselves healthy and maximizing their earning potential. No matter how skilled you are, a career in sports has an expiration date. So save the money you earn and invest well in order to take care of yourself after you retire. From the current crop of Caribbean athletes, Boldon holds up Shellyann Fraser-Pryce as the ideal role model for young and upcoming athletes.
If I could send one athlete from this region to represent us on a global stage, it would be Shellyann Fraser-Pryce. She is testament to if you are humble, hardworking, and literally willing to do everything that it possibly takes to achieve what you want, nothing can stop you. I think that she is a shining example of what this country can produce, and that has nothing to do with track and field. It has to do with the spirit that she embodies about Jamaica.
That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.